Hello and welcome to Let's Play Grizzly Gulch Part Zero. This, of course, like most of the videos I do, is an introduction video. Unlike most videos I do, of course, this won't matter if you're watching this playlist later, but if you're watching it the day that it came out, guess what? You're going to get actual gameplay because I'm going to do part one right after this. So both parts are going to come out in the same day. Isn't that awesome? Woo! It's a double feature. Okay, if you're watching this like a year from now or even, you know, a day from now, it won't matter. But normally I always make people wait 24 hours because I'm a jerk. But we're not going to do that today. We're going to do two parts and all that good stuff. But I do want to talk about this game because this game is pretty important. And you might be like, Liam, why is this game important? And I'm going to tell you. This is now, I'm going to have to state this very carefully because I want to say this in such a way where someone can't go, oh, well, there's this game and that game. And this is the first ever audio game with a full cast drama for Windows. So I should say this is the first Windows audio game that was written natively for Windows that uses stereo audio, a full cast, sound effects, and more. And this was a big deal in 2000. This game is 17 years old. It is older than some of the people that watch my YouTube videos. So what does that tell you? So this game is old, man. This is a classic game. I'm not going to say it's aged well. I'm going to say it's aged poorly. But I think it's important because regardless what you feel towards Bavisoft, the company, or the people that run it, or whatever, this is a very important game. I don't believe if it wasn't for this game, I don't think we'd have a lot of the games we have today. I can state that, and I really believe that. I think that this game really shaped a lot of what we see now. You know, there are games out there. I mean, I'm going to be vain enough to say Super Liam is one of them that really shaped the audio gaming community as a whole. I think Grizzly Gulch is one of them for sure. This game was huge in the day. It was so big you had to get it on a CD-ROM. It came on a disc. It was $50. I was very fortunate that I was able to find this and Chillingham in a box of discs in the garage. Can't say that the disc was in great condition. CDRs don't last well, but I took good care of it, so I'm glad. So the point of this game is you are traveling through a Wild West town. That town is Grizzly Gulch. And in Grizzly Gulch, you have to meet a cast of colorful characters. Mainly, the game focuses primarily on shooting things. And I'm okay with that. I like shooting stuff. So this game is good. It definitely has, like, if you play it today, you look at it and go, wow, this is really, really primitive. And it is. But like I said, it's very important. I think it really sets up a lot of what we have today. And I don't think that if we didn't have this, I don't think we'd have a lot of other games. So I think it's important. So we are going to run this on the old Windows XP machine. We use that for Judgment Day. We're going to use it for Grizzly Gulch. I don't want to do too much reading, but what I am going to do is we're going to fire this up, and I do want to kind of let the game, you know, describe itself to you because the game is very verbose. And at this time, man, when this game came out, there was nothing like it. So they really had to walk you through it. They had to hold your hand. And I'm going to show you where this game holds your hand way too hard. And you will see, you'll be like, wow, why is the game so verbose? Well, because it had never been done before. No one had done this. But this is a really cool concept. You literally only need four buttons to play this game. Technically, probably only three. And that makes it really interesting because games these days have so many buttons. Look at Manamon, man. I have to know my health, all these things. You know, this game is simple. And I think simple is good. So let's get this going. We're going to fire this up. And like I said, you know what? It is kind of primitive, but for its time, man, there was nothing like it. There was no games that were like Grizzly Gulch. Nothing.
Bevysoft. Bevysoft presents...
Grizzly Gulch Western Extravaganza!
Yippee! That's not part of the game. That was me. I was not in this game. That was not me going, yippee! I'm headbanging. Headbang! Come on! Dun, 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 dun.
Grizzly Gulch Western Extravaganza is a virtual world set in the Old West, created purely from sound imagery. You will have the chance to meet and interact with many crazy characters as you explore the town of Grizzly Gulch. Would you like to settle into the saloon for a game of chance? Or try to make a name for yourself upholding the law against some of the baddest outlaws in the West. It's all up to you. Stop this help at any time by pressing any one of the arrow keys. Creating and loading a character. When you start the game, you'll be asked to choose your saved game from the list of saved games by number. If it is your first time playing, select New Player and one will be created for you, and you will be given a new player number for your saved game. Each time you start the game after that, choose the number for your saved game to continue it, and you will awaken in the hotel. When creating a new character, you will be asked to pick one of two difficulty levels. The main difference between the two lies in the gunfighting sequences. At the cowpoke level, enemies may come at you from three different angles: from your left, directly in front of you, or from the right. The gunslinger level is more difficult, as the enemies can approach from five different angles: far left, near left, center, near right, or far right. It is strongly recommended that you wear headphones or separate your speakers as much as possible when playing at the gunslinger level. This will help you to better distinguish between the five approach angles. If you choose the cowpoke level, you will start with $50. If you choose the gunslinger level, you start with nothing. To remove saved games, choose Delete Game, then select the number, and the game will be removed. Up to five different games can be stored at one time. Your game is automatically saved as you play, so there is no need to manually save your game. Controls. The game is controlled completely by the use of four arrow keys on your keyboard. When you are asked a question, simply use the left and right arrows to cycle through your response choices, then press the up arrow to select it. The down arrow can be used to skip dialogue if you wish to. When you encounter an action sequence, the same four keys are used, but their function will be different depending on the situation. For example, if you've gotten yourself into a gunfight, use the left and right arrows to aim your gun and the up arrow to pull the trigger. This is explained in more detail in the gunfighting section of this help. Quick Help. You may access Quick Help at any time by pressing the space bar. You will instantly receive information relevant to the activity or location you are currently in. Town. The town of Grizzly Gulch has many different buildings. From the center of town, you can select where you want to go by using the left and right arrow keys to cycle through your choices, and the up arrow key to select one. Some locations may be closed at certain times and open at others, so if you can't go somewhere, try again at another time. Visitor Center. The Visitor Center was established by the Marshal because he got sick and tired of always answering questions from out-of-towners. Entering the Visitor Center will give you access to the game help audio. It is always open to you, and you are always welcome. General Store. Need something? Chances are Red's General Store has it, or its Old West equivalent. Stop into Red's for the not-so-finest in goods, both old and new, at prices that can easily be beat. It's not the cheapest store in town, but it is the only store in town. Bank. The bank provides all the financial services you'll need while in Grizzly Gulch. You can deposit and withdraw money from your account. You can even take out a loan if necessary. Just make sure you pay it back. There are a lot of outlaws in the West, and if you lose a gunfight, they'll take all the money you have on you, so keeping your loot in the bank is a good idea. Unless, of course, the bank is robbed. Marshal's Office. Once you've managed to impress the Marshal with your gunfighting ability, you can visit his office to get bounty missions. The Marshal will give you a description of a wanted outlaw and the value of the reward for his capture. If you choose to accept the mission, you'll be responsible for bringing the bad guy to justice and making a name for yourself in the process. Be careful, chances are they won't go willingly. Hotel. At the end of a long day of gunslinging and trying to make sense of the townspeople of Grizzly Gulch, it's time to get some sleep. Head over to the hotel and get a room for the night. When you do, your game is saved, then exits. Ah, back to the real world. The next time you start Grizzly Gulch Western Extravaganza and select your player, you'll awaken in the hotel. Saloon. Every great town in the Old West had a saloon, and Grizzly Gulch is no exception. The Silver Dollar Saloon plays host to some of the wildest, filthiest, most dangerous gunslingers in the West. The owner and his four nephews will be happy to take your money in four different games of chance.
They sure will.
Blackjack. Blackjack is a card game in which the object is to get a total of 21 or as close to it as possible without going over. All face cards, Jack, Queen, and King, count as 10, and aces can count as either 1 or 11, depending on which is best for your hand. At the start of each round, you are dealt two cards, as is the dealer, but he will only show you one of his. If you are dealt a 10 and an ace for your first two cards, you have blackjack. This cannot be beaten, but can be tied. Any tie, or push, as it's called in blackjack, will get you your money back. If you win with a blackjack, you are paid 3-1 odds. If the dealer has a blackjack and you do not, you automatically lose your money. The following is a description of the various choices you can make if neither you nor the dealer receive blackjack on the first two cards. Poker. In this version of poker, the player is dealt five cards and is then given a one-time opportunity hold or replace any number of them. The object is to get the best poker hand.
So it's five-card draw.
Use the left and right arrows to cycle through your cards, and the up arrow to toggle the hold-unhold option for each card. When you have finished making your selections, cycle to draw and press the up arrow. If a card is marked with hold, it will not be replaced. Your new cards will be dealt and your new hand will be heard. To hear your complete hand at any time, press the down arrow. Remember, if you press the left arrow when on your first card, you will cycle to draw. Likewise, if you press the right arrow when on draw, you will cycle to the first card in your hand. If you have a winning hand, you'll hear the winning combination, followed by the amount won. The winning hands and payoffs are as follows. Pair of jacks or better, even money. Two pair, two times your bet. Three of a kind, three times your bet. Straight, four times your bet. Flush, five times your bet. Full house, eight times your bet. Four of a kind, 25 times your bet. Straight flush, 50 times your bet. Royal flush, 1,000 times your bet. Slot machine. Feel like kicking back for a little mindless entertainment? Then the slot machine is for you. Simply place your bet, then press the up arrow to pull the handle. The three wheels of the slot machine will turn and then stop in random position. You will hear a sound for each wheel as it stops. If you match certain combinations of sound, you win. It's that simple. Here are the winning combinations and their payoffs. Any one. Sound. Even money. Any two. Sounds. Four times your bet. Any three. Sounds. Five times your bet. Any three. Sounds. 10 times your bet. Any three. Sounds. 20 times your bet. Any three. Sounds. 50 times your bet. Any three. Sounds. 100 times your bet. Any three. Sounds. 200 times your bet. Shell game. In this classic version of the shell game, three shells are placed on the table in a row. One to your left, one directly in front of you, and one to your right. You will hear the sound of a coin being placed under one of them. When the game begins, you will hear sounds indicating which shells have been switched. If you hear shells sliding on your right side, that means that the center and right shells have been switched while the left shell remains in place. If you hear shells sliding on your left side, that means the center and left shells have been switched while the right shell remains in place. Pay attention, as your goal is to follow the shell which has the coin under it. When the dealer is done moving the shells around, he will ask you to locate the one with the coin under it. Move the left and right arrows until...
Uh-oh. What happened? We lost it. Did the computer fall asleep? Uh-oh.
But you cannot win or lose money at this level. Medium is more difficult, but you double your money if you're right. Hard is very difficult, and you triple your money if you can follow the coin.
The game was just telling us about the practice mode in the slot game.
Once you've acquired
a gun, about that.
You'll want to practice with it at the practice range. Bottles will be thrown into the air, and you must shoot them. If you are playing at the beginner level, the bottle may be thrown to your left, directly in front of you, or to your right. If you are playing at the expert level, the bottle may be thrown to your far left, near left, directly in front of you, near right, or far right.
We'll show that off, don't worry.
You'll know where the bottle is thrown and be able to track it from the noise it makes as it sails through the air. Aim your gun by using the left arrow to move it left and the right arrow to move it right. You will be able to tell your position by the clicking noise your gun makes each time you move it. To pull the trigger, press the up arrow.
Yep.
The round is over when a bottle lands before you were able to shoot it, or you shoot in a location where there is no bottle. Practice often. When you encounter the real thing, you'll need to know what you're doing.
True that. All right, I think we're done. We're still getting this music. Are we done? Huh. I think our game crashed, guys. So, anyways, See, what happened was it went to the screensaver and then it like bombed out. So I can't get out of it now. Can I maybe close it? Let's see if that does it. Let's reload it here and see. Again, this is, you know, we're running an older machine and it has issues too, so it's not infallible. All right, here we go.
Bevysoft.
Okay, so we add our help.
When you are asked a question, use the left and right arrow keys to cycle through your response choices. Then press the up arrow to select one.
Which player are you?
All right, so one. I'm New going player. To erase
player.
My
which
old file, which is one.
One. Which player are you?
All right.
New player.
So, we are on the new player screen. When we come back, we will take on this game. Oh, man. I realize it took a while, guys. I'm sorry if you had to sit through all of it. But we're going to jump right into this bad boy as soon as we get done here. Or, you know, as soon as we get to the next video. So, that being said, I want to thank all my awesome patrons. Ray Zielinski, Jason Smith, Chris Garsted, Ryan Bishop, Sarah Hawk, Chris Wright, Jack, Austin Nix, Sam Tupi, Chad Blanco, Timberwolf 1989, and Santiago Hernandez. You are all awesome. Don't forget, guys, to subscribe to this channel. Become a patron if you haven't already. And I will see you right back here in part one, where we actually start the game. Oh, boy. So anyways, thank you for watching and or listening. I'll see you right back here in part one.